cool.
It's cool.
It's cool. It's on here.
Your own.
It's my favorite.
One Love Radio. We got this.
The News Bulletin, brought to you by Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
The Information and Communications University is driving the thrill for the nation in research and development. Enroll now for full-time and distance programs in the School of Engineering, Humanities, Business and Education. To apply, visit our website at www.icuzambia.net or call us on +260-211-221-662 or 0966-342-359. Sponsorship is available. Enroll now.
Lusaka to the rest of the world. This is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon. To present the main news on One Love Radio, my name is Mumba Tailish. We take a look at the headlines. Labour Commissioner cautions employers against adopting exploitative capitalist attitudes. Transparency International Zambia says allocation to ACC remains inadequate. In international news, Congo pushes back against US pressure on critical minerals. And in sports, Zambia under 17 women national team skipper says they will not disappoint. And now the news in detail. The Labour Commissioner has cautioned employers against adopting exploitative capitalist attitudes that alienate them from their workforce. Labour Commissioner Givens Muntengwa has expressed dismay with the exploitative labour practices reported by workers at Utusango Group in Indola during an inspection conducted at the company. Mr. Muntengwa has warned Utusango management against abusing workers through unpaid overtime and fair deductions and the payment of subsistence allowances and poor treatment. Mr. Muntengwa says a capitalist mentality often compels employers to view workers as opponents rather than partners in productivity. He has stressed that such an approach undermines industrial harmony and violates the principles of decent work. Mr. Muntengwa has also expressed concern over the welfare of cross-border drivers. The Economic Freedom Fighters, EFF, has condemned the Energy Regulation Board's ERB decision to hike fuel prices, calling it daylight robbery of Zambians. Speaking in a statement, EFF President Kasonde Mwenda says the price hike is unjustifiable and betrays economic reason and public trust, arguing that the ERB's calculation is erroneous and unjustifiable, and that the actual fuel price should be around 27 kwacha 96 ngwe per litre for petrol and 24 kwacha 71 ngwe per litre for diesel. He has accused ERB of lacking transparency and accountability in its pricing framework and has called for a radically different approach. Kantolomba Member of Parliament Clement Andaleki says the roads in Southern Province going to Mwezi and Kanchele have never been worked on from the time of being built. Speaking to the media, Mr. Andaleki says the Kazungula Sekute roads have received earth-moving equipment in building up the road into a standard, upgrading the road network to ensure a smooth transportation. He says government has looked at the Kasungula bulk water project, noting that people were living with no access to clean drinking water. He has unveiled that government has spent millions of dollars to put up the Kasungula backwater project and that people now have access to tap water for those in Sekute Chiefdom.
From Kazungura, Sekute, going to Mwezi and going to Kanchere, Those roads have never been worked on from time this road was created. Today, we have put 8 moving equipment there. It is rolling out, opening up that particular road, building up the road into between our standard, upgrading the road network, make sure that our people who are living in rural areas, live like urban areas. Look at Kazungura Belt Water Project. Very, very progressive decisions of the government. Our people had no access to clean drinking water. Here is government spending millions of dollars to put in the Kazungura Belt Water Project. Our people now have access to tap water. Those executive from West Kazungura, and this particular project is being extended to other areas of Sekute Chiefdom and eventually further Chiefdom.
The Global Development Environment and Climate Change at the University of Manchester says when President Hage Ndayishimiye engages in a high-level visit to a financial hub like the UK, it's not just a diplomatic formality but a powerful signal that should be specifically designed to unlock investment, especially in the energy sector. Speaking in a statement, Global Development and Climate Change analyst Nshimunya Malambo says the UK is a powerhouse of energy, finance and innovation, with London specifically as a global epicenter for project finance, private equity and investment funds, green technology firms and development finance institutions, with the most important player for Zambia right now being the British International Investment, whose mandate is to invest in sustainable infrastructure in Africa to spur economic development. Mr. Malambo says Zambia's energy crisis should not be viewed as a problem, but as a massive investment opportunity. He further says the opportunity is a guaranteed market, both in Zambia and the wider Southern Africa region, which are hungry for power because any energy produced can have immediate off-takers. Now, Transparency International Zambia, TIZ, has reviewed the 2026 National Budget Allocation to the Anti-Corruption Commission, SCC, and notes with concern that although there has been an upward adjustment, the allocation remains inadequate to meet the Commission's operational and strategic needs. TIZ Executive Director Maurice Nyambe says the SCC has been allocated 199.96 million kwacha in 2026, reflecting an 11.1% increase from 2025. He notes that while this appears positive, the increase falls short of the current inflation rate of 12.3%, meaning the Commission's purchasing power is actually shrinking. Furthermore, 65.9% of the budget is absorbed by personal emoluments, leaving limited resources for investigations, prosecutions and preventive work. Mr. Nyambe has expressed concern that despite a small increase in the allocation for corruption prevention and education, the number of planned public education activities has dropped from 202 in 2025 to just 60 in 2026.
The increase falls short of the current rate of inflation, which stands at 12.3%, which effectively means that the Commission's purchasing power has actually shrunk. The SEC's own recent performance data illustrates why this matters, because between 2021 and June 2025, the Commission recorded arrests, convictions, and significant asset recoveries, with the year 2024 standing out as their best performing year, where there were 25 convictions and asset recoveries to the tune of 241 million kwacha.
We took a break to stay tuned for international and sports news.
The Information and Communications University is driving the thrill for the nation in research and development. Enroll now for full-time and distance programs in the School of Engineering, Humanities, Business and Education. To apply, visit our website at www.icuzambia.net or call us on +260 211 221 662 or 0966 342 359. Sponsorship is available. Enroll now.
International news. International.
Congo's President Felix Tshisekedi's government is demanding that mineral deals translate into tangible development, local value addition and fair profits. Now, this stance has complicated negotiations with the United States.